This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
But yesterday, after our meeting, and the Lord began to speak to me in the morning before I even got here. But when I went home and began to read the Word and meditate, this Word just really blessed my heart. Okay, so I know it's going to bless you. It's going to excite you. I've been teaching a lot from the theme, the Word of the Lord that He gave us for this year. And that's as you trust and fear the Lord, blessing and increase is yours. All you children, women and men, in 2010. Amen? So today, I want to talk a little bit more about blessing. Okay? Blessing. How many like to be blessed today? Amen. How many like to prosper in the Lord? Amen? You know, how many like to receive what God says you're supposed to receive? Amen? I mean, that's important today because this Word is true. Alright? This is God speaking to us. So, today I want to share again a little bit on blessing, and I think you're gonna be excited as you receive this word. This is something you've read before, but I think it'll just come out and minister to you like it did to me, and I'm excited to be able to bring it and share it with you. So my title today is called The Blessed Man. Okay, The Blessed Man, and you know when I say that, it also incorporates women today, so you're not left out, okay? But the Scriptures talk about the blessed man, all right? So we want to see today who is this blessed man or who is this blessed woman in God's eyes, okay? What takes place for men today and women today to be blessed? You know, what does God see? What does He speak on blessing today? So we're going to turn to Psalm chapter 1. It's an awesome psalm. Praise God. And I thought I was going to pretty much share on the whole chapter of Psalm 1. It is a small psalm, but you know what? There's so much in the first three verses that I don't think I'm even going to get to the next three. All right? Because there's a lot in the first three verses. All right? So as we read this, I want you to open up your heart and open up your ears to hear what the Lord would say to us today. Who is this blessed man or blessed man? Who is this blessed woman or blessed woman today in the eyes of the Lord? So we're going to read Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, but I also have other scriptures that God gave me as references. So we're going to go through quite a few today, so I'm going to try not to get hung up on any particular one. But I believe you're really going to receive today about the blessed man. God says this year that blessing and increase is coming. All right, but we have a part to play in that. Blessing and increase isn't just going to come with us just sitting there not doing anything. We have a role to play in that. How many know that today? Amen. All right. So let's see what God has to say to us in the Scripture. Amen. I'm going to read these first three verses. Then we're going to look at some other verses and begin to see what God tells us here. So have your spiritual antennas up, because these verses, God bless you, babe, are powerful. In verse 1 of Psalm 1, it says, "Blessed or blessed is the man that walketh not," somebody say not today, "not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight," somebody say delight today, hallelujah, "his delight is in the law of the Lord," hallelujah, "and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Ooh. And look at what happens. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit," hallelujah. Somebody say fruit today, amen. "Fruit in his season," oh, hallelujah, "and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Hallelujah. My God. That's what God says today is a blessed man. Hallelujah. That is a blessed woman if we would follow the directions here in these three verses. Okay? Now there's things that we're not to do, and there's things that we need to do today. Amen? To be blessed. Okay? To be prosperous. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at these things here today. There's different things that we're going to kind of go over and really break down with us today as we go through it. But before I even begin to go into these three verses where there's a lot of meat, I want to look at some cross references with you. So I want you to look at with me Psalm 32, 1 and 2, first of all. So we're going to be looking at different things in the book of Psalms. How many loves the book of Psalms today? Amen. Some great, great stuff in here. Thank God for David. Praise God. He wrote many of the Psalms. But staying on this thought today, who is blessed? Okay? Who is a blessed man? Who is a blessed woman? Well, look at what Psalm 32, 1 and 2 says to us. It says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Hallelujah. Whose sin is covered. Amen. That's you and me today. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. My God. And in whose spirit there is no guile. So who's a blessed man, a blessed woman? You know what? One today whose transgression or sins are forgiven. You're blessed today. Somebody say amen. Amen. Not everybody's sins and iniquities and transgressions are forgiven today. Right? Your sin, it tells us here, is covered. Amen. By the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So you're blessed. Amen. You know, not everybody might say that to you, that you're blessed, but God's Word says that you're blessed. All right? Because you have been forgiven. Oh my God. It's powerful today. And I like the Amplified Bible here because it brings this out a little bit more. It says, the man whose transgression and sin is forgiven, and here's the little different thing that it's added. It says, continually being exercised, meaning that they continue to walk in the forgiveness of God. Amen? Because how many know we still make mistakes sometimes? Amen. Sister Tina says, amen. Praise God. Sometimes we still sin. Sometimes we still do things wrong. So we need to continue to walk in what? That forgiveness. Okay? It's exercised continually. You walk in that forgiveness that God has for you. When you make a mistake, when you do maybe something wrong, you say, Lord, forgive me. You know, heal me of this. Help me, I don't do this again. So you walk continually exercising that forgiveness that is given to us. And that, because of that reason today, you're blessed. Hallelujah. You're a blessed man of God. You're a blessed woman of God. Your sin is covered today by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And I like the last part of this. It says, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. You say, well, what is he trying to say here? Let me say it to you a little bit different. This man is blessed whom the Lord does not ascribe or charge you with iniquity. You're not charged with iniquity today. All right? Iniquity or sin is not ascribed to you. Why? Because you're forgiven. Amen? God doesn't hold sin against you. God doesn't hold iniquity against you. Because you've been forgiven. He doesn't impute that on you. He doesn't ascribe that or charge you with it. Okay? Because of forgiveness today. It's a blessing today. But it's the person here whose spirit there's no guile. Amen? Another word for guile here is deceit. You know, in your spirit, there must not be no guile or deceit. Amen? How many know God wants us to be clean? Amen. I just like that word, clean, okay? How many know when you clean your house, ladies, you feel good that everything is clean, all right? Smells good, looks good, till the grandkids come over, right? No. But clean, okay? God wants our spirit to be clean, amen? He wants us to have no guile or no deceit, all right? That person is blessed today, and God doesn't charge that person with iniquity, all right, or with transgression today. This is a blessed man. This is a blessed woman. And I want to be that person. How about you today? Amen? So I have to walk in that. I have to walk in that forgiveness that God has for me. Not that I can do whatever I want and God says it's okay today. How many know that that is not okay? You know, we have to follow the Lord. We have to follow His way. We have to follow what God has described to us in His Word. We don't take it for granted, the forgiveness that we have today. Can anybody say amen to that, right? We are serious in our walk with the Lord and with one another. And we know that God is there to forgive us if we stumble and fall or make a mistake, but that's not the plan of God. The plan is that we would do what's right. Amen. And we would live a righteous life. Amen. A life that God is pleased with today. Amen. Praise God. So this is a blessed man. This is a blessed woman. Let me have you turn to another scripture quickly. In Romans chapter 4, we want to see verses 7 and 8. This is like my foundation till we really get into these three scriptures today. Amen. Romans 4, 7 and 8. Kind of repetitious of what we're saying here. Amen. Romans 4, 7 and 8, it says, saying, blessed or blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. There it is again. And whose sins are covered. Hallelujah. He says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. There it is again. Almost identically what was said in Psalms 32. We see it in the New Testament now, in Romans. Praise God. So we're blessed today because God has forgiven our iniquities. Hallelujah. We're blessed today because our sins are covered by Jesus, by the Lamb of God. Amen. And we're blessed because the Lord does not impute sin upon us. He doesn't charge us for that sin because of Jesus. He's our sin remover. Amen. He's the one. He's our go-between between God and man. It's Jesus. Okay? He steps in the middle and is there to make sure that we're accepted by God the Father today. Amen. This is a blessed person. This is a blessed man. This is a blessed woman today. Hallelujah. So let's go back to Psalm 1 and let's begin to see here, what does God say to us? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Three things in this first verse we're going to look at that as a blessed man, as a blessed woman, we're not to do. Okay? There's things we are to do. But he begins here in the first part of this chapter and he says, the blessed person is one who does not do these three things. All right? And they're really important today. They really kind of set our path as a Christian today, how we're supposed to live. And they're very important, all right? So as we look at this again, it says, number one, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So if we want to be blessed by God today, not by the world, I want to be blessed by God. How about you? Amen? If I want to be blessed by God, number one, I'm not going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly today. No amens. Praise God. I'm not, okay? I'm not going to walk in the counsel that the ungodly has. And you're going to see in these scriptures, God refers to people in different ways, okay? And the first one here, he talks about who? The ungodly, okay? The ungodly. He says, don't walk in their counsel today. Because how many know people who are ungodly will try to give you counsel? Amen? And it won't be what? Godly counsel. It'll be ungodly. It won't help you. If anything, it'll hurt you in your life, okay? So number one, we have to be careful. I want to give this to you from the Amplified a little bit. It says, the blessed man doesn't walk, here's a good word, and live in that counsel of the ungodly. And what is that counsel here? It's evil counsel, but it's advice, okay? You're not going to walk or follow the advice or the plans or purposes of the ungodly. Because how many know that's going to be a dead end for you and me? Right? Why would I want to listen to the advice of those who are not following God? That's why they're called ungodly. Amen? They don't follow God. They don't act like God. They do the opposite of what God says. Amen? So as a person of the Lord, as a follower of Jesus, you know what? I got to make sure if I want to be blessed as a Christian that I'm not going to live or walk in that counsel, because it will be there. Trust me. People talk. How many know that today? Amen. People at work that you deal with, they're going to tell you what they do and what they believe and what they want to do, and they'll try to get you to follow them if you let them. Amen. But as a Christian, we must be wise and not allow ourselves to walk in that type of counsel, because it's evil counsel. All right? It's not going to be good for you or for me. I'm not going to follow advice of someone who's not following God, because for the most part, it probably will not be good for me. Okay? If it is, I'll receive it. All right? And God will show you. You'll know when you hear good counsel or you hear good advice. Amen? But for the most part, we got to be careful. So number one, to be blessed, I'm not going to walk. I'm not going to live in that. Praise God. I'm going to live in this counsel. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk in this advice. Praise God. Because there's truth here. Amen. This is going to change my life. This is going to help me to be prosperous. The Word of God is going to show me how to be successful. Amen. So number one, nope, I'm not going to follow that evil or ungodly counsel or advice. Then he goes on. Number two in that verse, he says, the blessed man nor stands in the way of sinners. Now I want you to notice, first he talks about the ungodly. Now he's talking about who? The sinners. Okay? He says, a blessed man or a blessed woman is not going to stand in the way of sinners. Alright? Let me open this up a little bit to you. Okay? In the Amplified Bible, it talks about not submitting to the path where sinners walk. Okay? How many know that we should be careful of the path that sinners take? All right? That we're not with them. Okay? I'm not going to be in that way with them. All right? I'm not going to do what sinners do, because I'm a Christian now. Amen? Yes, I still may make mistakes, but see, there's a difference between a sinner and one who sins. All right? A sinner means here in the Scriptures that he continually does that. All right? Continually sins. All right? His nature has not been changed by the Lord. How many know what I'm talking about? When you come to Christ, your nature begins to change. Okay? You begin to become godly. You begin to follow God, and your nature changes to God's nature. All right? So we're not just sinners, and you hear this a lot. We're sinners saved by grace. Oh yeah, we were once sinners, and now we're saved, okay? And now it's not a habit. We don't habitually sin anymore like we used to. Anybody with me today? All right, so he makes a distinction here that we don't stand in the way of sinners, okay? This is really important here, that you don't submit to their path. You're not going to follow the path of the sinner today. Amen. If anything, they need to follow our path. Hallelujah. You need to be the one directing them. Amen. They should be saying, you know, let me come with you. Hallelujah. Instead of them saying, no, you come with me. All right? I'm not going to submit to that path of the sinner, because it's trouble. All right? I was there before. I've been there. I ain't going back there anymore. Amen. All right, so it's important here that we see this here. What he's saying, I like this too. You're inactive to their path. You're inactive. You're not going to be active in what they do. Or at least you shouldn't. Let me say that. Amen? You're inactive to their path, their kind of path, all right? Because it's an evil path. It's an evil way of life, all right? Let me put it this way to you. You don't participate with them in their path. Amen? Their path might be on weekends to go to parties and get drunk. Amen? Their path might be to get high on drugs sometimes. Amen? You're not going to participate because that's not the path you're on. Amen? That's the path of who? The sinners. But we're Christians. Hallelujah. Amen? So a blessed man, a blessed woman is not going to do these things. Amen. It's not supposed to do these things. Unfortunately, sometimes we see believers getting trapped into that. Okay? And that's when we begin to struggle in our walks with God, because we're like caught in between sometimes. We do some of the things that we shouldn't do anymore. Because we're changed now. You know, that old nature is still there. That old life is still there. And you got to be careful that you don't let yourself go back. And if you're in that path of the sinner, you're in that way, you know what? It's going to make you stumble in your life, okay? So today you're not supposed to, even though some do today. And when they do, they won't be blessed, okay? Now let me read you a scripture here to go with this. Proverbs 4:14. Hallelujah. Somebody getting something here today. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:14. It says this, enter not into the path of the wicked, right? And go not in the way of evil men. Let me read that again. Praise God. It says, enter not. Somebody say not today. Not into the path of the wicked. All right? He says, and go not in the way of evil men. See, we're not to follow them. We're not to be involved in what they do. That's not our life anymore. All right? So a blessed man and a blessed woman, you know what? They're not going to be in that path anymore. They're not going to be there with the sinners doing what sinners do, whatever it might be. Okay? Now let's go on, because there's so much here. Praise God. Number three in this verse. He says, the blessed man and the blessed woman, it says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. Okay? Just the word scornful should not make you feel good. Amen? Scornful. All right? What he's trying to tell us here, we don't sit or relax or rest in the seat or the place where the scornful and the mockers gather together. We don't hang out with them. Amen? That's not our place. Maybe it was at one time, okay? But we're not going to go and rest and relax and be with the scornful and the mockers in the place that they gather, because that ain't going to be anything good for you. Amen? How many know God doesn't want us to be scorners? Amen? God doesn't want us to be that type of a person where we mock at things and scorn at things, okay? You know, make fun of things, however you want to say it here today. We're not to do that, right? When we need to rest and relax, we're going to go to a good place, amen? Not a place where these types of people gather, okay? When you hang out with these kind of people, they're going to affect you. That spirit will come upon you if you're not careful. Amen. And all of a sudden you'll be scorning and mocking and doing some of the things that they do if you're not careful. Okay? Spirits can be transferred. You gotta be on the ball all the time. You gotta be sharp as a Christian. Alright? Your antenna's gotta be up. Amen. Gotta be careful what you do. Because here's the principle here, that, and this applies for good or for evil today, is that, you know, who you're with is what you become. I got a few amens, right? Who you're with is what you become, all right? That influence and what those people do, it's going to come upon you and you're going to follow, okay? So that's why you come to church and you're with the body of Christ, amen? You're with people who love God. You love to hang out with other Christians and spend time with them. You know, this weekend's been a blessing, right? To just hang out and have meetings together and share and eat and fellowship, right? Because you want to be like those people that you're with. Amen? So there's an influence factor here that we must understand, that you will be like those that you hang out with. So what am I trying to say to us today? We have to be careful of evil associations. Amen? We do. We got to be careful if we want to be blessed. And we all want to be blessed today. Amen? So we must be careful, right? We must separate ourselves from them. There must be separation as Christians today if we're to be blessed. Now, I'm not saying that you never deal with these kind of people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying hanging out with these kind of people, you know, spending a lot of time with these kind of people, right? Doing things that they do that we should not do. That's what I'm talking about. If we want to be a blessed man today, by God, if we want to be a blessed woman, by God, we won't be into that stuff, okay? So there's a time and a place to touch people and mingle with people and witness to people and try to minister to people, but there's a difference from what we're talking about here today. Now, I want you to see what the Scriptures have to say about evil associations and separation, Because that's important to God. He makes it real plain to us. So in 1 Corinthians 5:11, we're going to see what it says here about that. Quickly, we're going to read this. Told you I had a lot of scripture for you today. 1 Corinthians 5:11, and this is instruction for us, okay? Paul here is talking to the Corinthians, but he's talking to us at Oriel Christian Assembly today. He says in verse 11, "But now I have written unto you not to keep company." Not to keep company. Look what he says. "If any man that is called a brother..." Now look at this. If someone's a brother, it says, "and he be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard..." I mean, these are things that people do, right? They're involved in. "Or an extortioner, with such a one, know not to eat." He tells us here, you know what? Even if this person says they're a brother, but they're doing these things, you know what? Don't be involved with them. Don't even eat with them. Okay? That doesn't mean that you don't try to minister to these people, because they need Jesus. We understand that. But he says, don't keep company with them. All right? Careful of evil associations, all right? There must be some separation, right? Because we're to be different. We're to stand out. And if we want the blessing of God, we're not going to get involved with people like this. Because we don't agree with it. Anybody with me today? Amen. This is some pretty stuff, pretty serious stuff here, what he talks about. Fornication. You know, the world will say, it's okay for you to have an affair today. Oh, it's okay for you to cheat on your wife or cheat on your husband. That's what the world will say, right? But God says, no, it ain't. Amen? Not if you want to be blessed of God. You're going to do what God says, and marriage is holy. Amen? And you're supposed to be loyal to one another. Praise God. So, you see, people who are ungodly and sinners and scornful and all that, they will say opposite of what God says. So we can't be with them. We can't follow their ways. They need to, if anything, begin to follow us. You know, drunkards, we're not supposed to get drunk. Ooh, it got real quiet here. You know, that ain't a surprise that I told you that, is it today? No, we're not supposed to get drunk. You know, I have so many that ask me, even in the church, "Pastor Rich, you ever have a drink?" No. Why? Because as a minister, as a pastor, I'm supposed to be an example. Okay? Not that I can't have a drink and not be out of control, okay? If you have a drink, maybe a glass of wine or you have a beer, it's whatever you would enjoy. If you have it like you drink a Pepsi or a 7-Up as a Christian, it doesn't mean it's a sin, okay? But when you do it in excessiveness, it's wrong, okay? And how many of you would feel comfortable if you saw me drinking? Think about it. You say, wait a minute here. Pastor Rich is getting lit up over here. What's going on here? I mean, you would lose respect pretty quick, right? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Well, your witness. Don't blow your witness, okay? Even if you're not a minister or you don't have a big position in the church, whatever, you got to be careful when you're out there. Don't blow your witness, all right? Maybe at home you can do that, and it's in your own home, but you have to be careful on the outside because people are watching you. They're watching me, amen? So, you know, drunkenness, we don't hang with people like that. You know, people who follow idols and worship all kinds of people and different things, you know, we're not to worship anybody but Jesus today. Amen? He's our idol. If we're going to say an idol, he's the one we worship because he's God. Amen? We don't worship any person. You know, there's religions out there that worship people, right? Or worship things, you know, statues, you know, things that are man-made. Those things are going to do nothing for you. You can pray as long as you want and look to them and bring things to them. You're wasting your time because they're dead. They're man-made objects, you know, but see, there's confusion in the world. People don't have all the truth, all right? But we do, because we're blessed today, because we know God, amen? So there has to be a parting of evil association. There must be some separation, and you have to do that. You know, you got to know in your own self, you know, I can't hang with this person anymore. You know, I'll be with them if they're doing something good. Okay? I got people that I have friends. I have one friend who's a friend of the family. I've known him for years because our moms and dads were close and they came from the same part of Italy and all that. And you know what? He comes over and we spend time together, but we don't do anything evil. Okay? We have fun together. We're both into sports. We like to watch sports and play sports. So when we get together, we do good things. Okay? You know, he likes to gamble. All right? That's what he does. But you know what? When he comes over with me, he don't gamble. There's no gambling going on at my house. Okay? And we do. We talk about the Lord. We talk about the church at times. Different things. You know what? So you have to set the rules. Amen? Yesterday, I guess God wants me to really bring this forward. Yesterday in our session with the men, we were talking about different things as a man, what we're to do. And one was about, you know, being a provider and a protector. This was really good. And the pastor who was sharing said how a lion, you know, he marks his territory. All right? Now, he does it in a way that we're not going to do it. All right? He urinates. All right? He that's what he does, where he says, this is my territory. Okay? So intruders who come in, you know what? When they get close, they begin to smell that scent. They know, you know what? Uh-oh, this is danger. I can't pass this line. All right? Well, we have to mark our territory too and mark the line. Okay? And I like what he brought out. It's not only for the lion's family that no intruders come in, but also for his cubs and his children, his wife, whatever you want to say, his mate, all right? They know that they can't go outside of that line also. Because if they do, then they could be in danger. All right? So why do I bring that to you today? Because I want to say to you, are you marking the line in your life? Okay? Do you have parameters in your life? You got to today. Amen? Are you an example for your family with parameters? You know, those of us who have young children, do we teach them, you know what? As long as you're in my house, you know what? You're not going to do that, even though your friends do that. You know, they may go to parties and get drunk and you know, get wasted on cocaine and marijuana, and they do all kinds of stuff, meth, and you name it. You know what I'm talking about? You know what? We don't do that stuff here. All right? Why? Because when you allow substances to come in, they control you then. Do you realize that, church? When you drink so much that you're out of control, you know what? You don't know what you do anymore. When you take drugs that are so strong, you know what? They rule you then. They control you, and you're able to kill people and do things that you normally wouldn't do if you're in your right mind. Amen? So you know the devil wants you to get wasted. Amen? He wants you to be with people who do that kind of stuff because it'll take you off your path. Amen? You won't think straight anymore. You won't think like God thinks. You won't be able to. Your mind will be messed up. Okay? So God, He shows us we got to have, you know, parameters. We got to be careful that we draw the line somewhere in our lives and what we do. I need to keep moving here. Praise God. Another scripture here. 2 Corinthians 6:14. It's good stuff, ain't it? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says this, "Be not unequally yoked." You know these scriptures. "Together with unbelievers." He says, "For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?" Amen? "And what communion hath light with darkness?" They don't go together. Amen? You shouldn't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Amen? That's why when you see marriages that have a believer and an unbeliever, it's going to be very difficult for that marriage to survive. One believes in God, one wants to go to church. One doesn't believe in God and could care less about going to church. Okay? One wants to tithe and give to the Lord. The other one says, "How dare you give our money we work hard to the church?" You see what I'm saying? You can't be unequally yoked because there'll be a struggle. Amen? You won't think alike. And I'm not saying we're all perfect in here that we think all 100% the same. No, you know what I mean. But you got to be yoked with people who believe like you, who agree with you, who follow what you follow, amen, to be successful, to be blessed, amen, because there's no fellowship, righteousness, and unrighteousness, amen. There's no communion. They don't go together, light with darkness, all right? That's important today. We need to apply that if we want to be blessed. It's all on that point today. I want to be a blessed man. I want to be a blessed woman. Praise God. Let's go back to Psalm 1. Amen. Told you I had a lot to give you today. Now it gets better. Okay? What I just shared with you is what we're not to do. Okay? What we're not to do if we want to be blessed. Now I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Amen. And you know this already. Verse 2 of Psalm 1 says, but His delight, whose delight? The blessed man, the blessed woman, His delight is in the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. No amens. And in His law doth He meditate day and night. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, you delight in the law of the Lord. You delight in God's Word. You love God's Word. Anybody love God's Word today? Amen. It's the best book, let me tell you. It's awesome. And you, as a Christian, because you want to be blessed, this is how you feel about God's Word. You delight in it. You love it. Amen. You're going to find out what's in it. You're going to follow it. And you know what? You meditate in it day and night. Praise God. You put yourself into it. Now, it doesn't mean that all day and all night, that's all you do is read the Bible. That's not what it says. Okay? We got to understand that here today, what He's trying to tell us. But it's important to you. When you meditate, you ponder and you study God's Word. Okay? When you have time with the Lord, that's what you do. You ponder the Word of the Lord. You study the Word of the Lord. You meditate upon it. But it's a joy for you. It's not only a delight. You desire to read God's Word. You love God's Word because it gives you life. Amen. It gives you direction. It shows you what to do. Hallelujah. Every single day of your life. You want to be a blessed man today, a blessed woman, you're going to love God's Word. Amen. No one's going to ever stop you from reading the Word of the Lord because it's powerful and it changes you and makes you into what God wants you to be. Amen. So as a blessed person, this is what you're going to do. You know what not to do, but what you are going to do is spend time with the Lord and spend time in His Word. Amen. You're going to delight in the law of the Lord, or let me put it this way to you. The law is the precepts and the instructions and the teachings of God. Amen. How many know today that we need instruction? I do every day. Amen. Never get to a point where, oh, I've arrived. Lord, I don't need any more help. I'm okay now. No, you're not. You really need help if you're saying that. Amen. So we need the instruction. We need to be taught by God's Word. We need that time with the Lord. And He ministers to us. He strengthens us. He gives us what we need. Okay? The Word of God is God speaking to us. It's so powerful. But you know what? The devil will try to get you to stay away from the Word of God. He'll do anything he can to keep you from reading His Word. Amen? We talked a little bit about this yesterday, that there's so many things that will try to eat up your time. Okay? So, as I've said it before, I'll say it again. Make an appointment with God every day. Okay? Put it in your schedule. 8:30 a.m. This is my time with God. Everything else waits. Amen? Or maybe it's in the evening or in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. You pick that. But you make an appointment. Say, this is my time with the Lord. That you're going to delight yourself in the Word of God. You're going to spend time in prayer. You're going to seek God. He's going to minister to you and show Himself to you and lead you and guide you in that time. It's so important, church. If we want to be blessed, we're going to get fed by the Word of the Lord. Amen. Our spirit's going to be nourished. Amen. We're going to be strengthened in that time. Yeah, you need to come to church. It's important. You should be here as much as you can. When the doors are open, be here. And that's important, but even more, your time alone with God every day is really critical, all right, in your life. Praise God. Let me give you another scripture here. 2 Timothy 3:16. Hallelujah. Talks about the scripture, okay? We're going to read two verses, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And look at this now. It's profitable. The Scripture, the Word of God, is profitable for doctrine. You know, when you read God's Word, you receive the doctrine of the Lord. Okay? When you spend time, God gives you His doctrine. It reproves you. God's Word is for reproof. Sometimes we have to be reproved. We got to be corrected. Amen? Sometimes we're a little off on something, and the Word of God will bring that reproof. It will be there for correction. God's Word will correct us. Oh, not too many amens. Amen. I know correction's not the funnest thing. All right? But we all need it in our life from time to time. And it says it's for instruction in righteousness. What is God's Word? Okay? It's okay to go to college. It's okay to have degrees. It's okay to get education. But that education is not the Word of God. Amen? Sure, you need to be knowledgeable and get as much knowledge as you can to help you in the things of this life. But that's more in this world. This is spiritual. Okay? Spiritual knowledge that will impact you and affect you in the things that you do in the world. Okay? You have some of both, but this needs to be number one. Some people, they get so smart, you know, they get so intelligent in worldly things, you know what? They can't even begin to understand or allow God's Word to lead them. You know, they got so much of worldly stuff that they don't have room for God's Word, and they're missing it totally. Okay? So we got to be careful. Look at what it says. You receive all this instruction in righteousness that the man of God, any men of God in this place today, amen, and the women of God are here too. It says, they may be perfect. How many want to be perfect today? Amen. Right. It says, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, if you're allowing God's Word to come into you and lead you and guide you and speak to you, you know what? Eventually, you're going to become perfect. Now, some of you don't look at each other and say, I don't know about you. It's going to take a lot of work for you to get... Don't be saying that now. Amen? All of us. This is for all of us today. Amen? That we can all be perfect and we'll be furnished unto good works. See, God's Word will help you and allow you to grow and become what you want to become in the Lord so you can do what? Good works. Amen? The Word of God will show you how to do good works. So you got to have that. Amen? So our delight must be in God's Word today. That is very important. So we love God's Word today. Can I get an amen? Amen. We love God's Word. We study it. Amen? See, you first got to love it or you won't study it. And then after you study it, you do what? Forget about it? No, you apply it. Amen? You have to apply what you learn. Amen? But if you're not reading it, how are you going to know what to apply? You see, it all works together. It's powerful. This Word of God has changed my life, church, and continues to change my life every day as I read it and apply it and put it into practice. It's powerful. And that's why I can stay up here and say, I'm blessed. Amen. Because of the Word of God in my life. Praise God. Now let's continue here. Verse 3 of Psalm 1, and we're closing. Amen. It's going to be a good close here. It says, the blessed man. The blessed woman, it says what in verse 3? And he shall be like, somebody say like, a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, hallelujah. Let me stop right there. We're like trees here today. Okay? It didn't say you are a tree. Alright? It says like a tree. Alright? It's an example. It's showing you something here. That you're going to be like a tree that is planted by rivers of water. Okay? See, a tree needs to be planted where it's going to get nourishment. All right? If it's planted by water, you know what? It's a good thing. And I like the word here that you need to understand. It says planted. All right? It ain't moving. Okay? It's planted there. It's going to be by the water because it knows it's going to get its nourishment. It's going to get fed so it can what? Produce. Amen? So today, we're supposed to be like that tree. We need to be planted by the rivers of water. The rivers of water, the living water. Amen? God's Spirit. Amen? See, we got to be connected. We have to be planted where we're getting water. See, if you're not getting watered, you're going to dry up and die eventually. Amen. So the tree, just like the tree going to be planted by the water is going to tend the tree, going to nourish the tree, it's going to feed the tree. Amen. So in the same way, the Lord's going to water you and me. The Lord's going to feed us. Amen. And we're going to receive what we need as we read the Word. Okay? Here's the water, praise God. It's going to water you. It's going to nourish you. It's going to feed you just like the water does with the tree in the natural. All right? It's for us today. Now look at, if this is happening in your life, in my life, because we have to be, it's so important, I can't get away from that word, you have to be planted today. All right? It can't be come see, come saw. All right? You got to be planted. You got to be disciplined. Amen? Just like you're disciplined to come to church. Say, oh, I'm not missing church. Some of us, we come to church when we're not even feeling good. Because you know what? You believe God to heal you when you come to church. Amen. Lord, I don't care how my body is. If there's some way I can get here, I'm getting here because you're going to touch my body. Amen. We don't let things hinder us. Sometimes I understand that you can't do that. All right? But planted means you're there. Okay? You can count on it. Amen. You're not going anywhere. Praise God. That's how we need to be planted with the Lord. Planted in His Word. Okay? Because what? You love His Word. Amen. It feeds you. Right? It nourishes you. But look at what it says here. It says, he that is shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. You know what? The tree that gets its nourishment and gets what it needs eventually is going to bring forth fruit in its season. Amen. So today, in the same way, as you're like that tree and you're getting watered and you're getting fed by the Lord, by the Word, by the Spirit of God, as you're getting your nourishment, you know what? You're eventually going to bring fruit too at the right time in your season. Amen. But see, if you're not getting what you need, the fruit ain't going to come. If some of us are saying, well, I'm not seeing a lot of fruit, well, I'm going to ask you then today, are you getting your nourishment? Amen. Are you getting your water? Amen. Are you getting what you need so that you can bring forth the fruit? See, God wants the fruit. The world needs our fruit. Anybody here today? You know, the world's counting on us. They ain't going to say that to you, but God is counting on us to do our part. So as we receive from God, we got to have that fruit come forth. But see, if we're not getting nourished, we're not getting the water, we're not getting what we need to bear fruit, the fruit's going to lack or not be there. Okay? It's the same way here, what we're reading. Amen? But look at then the last part of this too. He says, and his leaf also shall not wither. You know, the tree that's planted by the water, the leaves are not going to wither, all right? Because they're getting their nourishment, amen? And we can relate that to us today. We don't have leaves, okay? But our life, this speaks to our life that our life is not going to wither. Our life is not going to fade away, okay? I'm talking spiritually here now. Of course, we know in the natural it's going to happen as time goes on. Our bodies change, but spiritually, our spiritual life is not going to fade away. All right? It's not going to wither away. It shouldn't. Let me say that to you. If you're getting fed, amen? If you're getting what you need to get, you're going to be around, praise God. Your spiritual walk and talk and life will continue in the Lord as long as you're getting what you need to, amen? You're getting what you need to be strong and to bring forth fruit. It's the same way in the natural, in the spiritual today. All right? So we got to be planted. Amen? We got to receive the water. Hallelujah. Without water, we die. Amen? You know, I've been fighting these cold symptoms the last few days, and at times I feel like I'm getting a little dehydrated. So I'm drinking water. Okay? Drinking juice, drinking those things I need to help my body. But in the spiritual realm, same way. If I ain't drinking what I need, that water and those juices, things are going to help me. You know what? I'm going to suffer then. Right? It's powerful here today. The correlation that we see. His leaf also shall not wither. And now look at the last part of this word. It says, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to prosper. Amen. Spiritually, you're going to prosper. And you know what? You'll prosper even physically. Okay? Because you're doing what God tells you to do. You're doing all the things that are important here today. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. Oh, hallelujah. How many want to prosper today? Amen. It's important, okay? So, what are we seeing here today? That, you know what? You're planted. You're getting fed. You're getting nourished. You know what? You're going to bring forth spiritual fruit. It's just a matter of time, okay? But it's dependent on you. No one can really dictate that but you with the Lord in your life. And there's a season for it. There's a right time. And your life is not going to fade away. It's not going to wither away. Praise God. Spiritually. Because you're planted by the water. Hallelujah. And whatsoever you do shall prosper. I like the Amplified says, and it will come to maturity. Amen. We need some things to come to maturity. To be fulfilled. Okay? To go the way God wants them to. Sometimes we have things happening in our lives and we don't ever get to that completion. All right? Because maybe we lack at times in some areas. But God says, I want you to produce. I want you to prosper. I want you to come to maturity in me. Why? Because you're blessed today. You're blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm blessed today. Amen. All right? And why are you blessed? Because you follow God. Hallelujah. You follow God and His Word and not people. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. You follow God and His Word and not people. Because people will tell you other things. Alright? You don't follow people, you follow God. It's okay to follow people who follow what you follow. Amen? And if they're telling you what's right, then that's okay. Right? But there's always going to be people to try to stir you the wrong way. Praise God. We ain't going to let that happen. You're planted. You're being fed and nourished so you will produce and prosper in God. Man, that's a blessing here today. How many want to produce? Amen. We're made to produce. Okay? We're made to produce. We're made to prosper in the Lord. That's important. If we're not, that means something's happening that we need to get corrected. Amen. I'm going to read you these closing verses just to bring out this point. You don't even have to turn there if you don't want. I'm going to read them real fast. In Psalm 52, verse 8, this has to do with being trees and bringing forth fruit and so forth. Psalm 52, 8. How many blessed today? Hallelujah. It says here, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. David making an example here, right? I'm like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. All right? We're like trees, olive trees, fruit trees, whatever you want to call it today. All right, we're like a tree. Matthew 13:23 talks about how we're to bring fruit and how much fruit we're going to bring. Some will bring more fruit than others, okay? It depends what you're getting into you, amen, and what you're doing with what you're getting. Praise God. This is talks about the parable of the sower and the seed. We don't have time to go over it all, but just this one verse, Matthew 13:23, it says, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word. See, we got to receive seed today. How many know that? Where's your seed? Okay? As you receive the seed into good ground, who has good ground today? Amen? Right, good ground. Is he that hears the word and he understands it. But look at also, it says, which also beareth fruit. See, because you hear it and you understand it, you apply it, then you begin to bear fruit. And he brings forth what? What kind of fruit? Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30-fold. All right? Some will bring out more fruit than others. All right? But the key is that you're being fruitful. Amen. So you got to receive to get that fruit happening in your life. As you receive seed, as you receive the Word of God, you're going to be fruitful as you let it work inside of you. Amen. Psalm 92, verses 12 to 14. I told you we're going to be in Psalm today. Some powerful scriptures here. Hope I'm not overfeeding you today. You can't get overfed in the Word, that's for sure. Amen. Psalm 92, 12 to 14. I've read these scriptures to you before, and they sure fit right now. It says, the righteous, any righteous here today? It says, the righteous shall flourish like what? The palm tree. Here we go again. Now we got the palm tree. All right, it says, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Oh, that's a big, strong tree. Amen. Those that be what? Planted. There it is again. You got to be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. See, when you're planted in the house of the Lord in God, you're going to flourish. And look at this, verse 14. And they shall still bring forth fruit when? In old age even. Alright? Even though physically you might be getting older and the body's not like it was when you were 20 or 30, you still will bring forth fruit spiritually. Amen. And it says, and they shall be fat and flourishing. Now, he's not talking about eating two Whoppers instead of one and becoming fat. Okay? He's saying spiritually fat. Amen? We got to watch ourselves. Amen? We got to be disciplined. I know we love to eat, and he's not saying be fat physically. All right? He's talking spiritually fat, and you're going to flourish. Okay? Praise God. I guess you know I like Whoppers sometimes. Amen? Praise God. My last verse, Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. Hallelujah. Man, I've given you a lot today. Now you can see why I was so excited as God was giving me this. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm about to bust as I prepare this. Because there's so much life in the Word of God. And you receive it and apply it. You know, there's no way you can't be blessed today. All right? Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. It says, blessed is the man who trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. So we trust God today. Amen. That's part of our theme, the word of the Lord of this year. And we'll be blessed if we trust the Lord. But look at here in verse 8, he says, for he shall be as a tree. There it is again. Man, trees. Trees. All right. You're going to be like a tree. There it is again. Planted where? By the waters. Hallelujah. See, you've got to be planted where you're going to get fed by the waters. And that spreadeth out her roots. You know how the tree has its roots and they spread out? By the river. See, you're going to spread your roots too. All right? You're going to affect many people, touch many people. And it says, and shall not see when heat cometh. See, heat is not going to affect that tree. All right? It says, but her leaf, here it is again, the leaf shall be green. Alright? You're going to be green. Amen? Praise God. Your life is going to be green. You know, green represents life. Okay? You're not going to be affected. You're not going to wither. That leaf is going to mature and blossom. Okay? Why? Because it's planted by the river. Hallelujah. It says, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. See? This tree is not going to cease. All right. When there's drought, it's not going to affect that tree because it's been supplied. All right, it's been filled. It's gotten its nourishment, and because of that, it will not cease from yielding fruit. And you know what? That's how we're supposed to be today. Our fruit must continue to go on and on. But you know what? It could stop if we stop getting fed. Amen. If we're not getting the nourishment we need to get, there could be a lull in our walk with God and what we're producing. But that's not God's plan today. Amen. He says, whatsoever you touch, hallelujah, is going to prosper. Amen. You know, you need to speak that over yourself when you go to work. I say that in the morning. I say, Lord, you said whatever I touch, whatever I lay hands on, it's going to prosper. Amen. So when I go to work, I go to work with a mentality, God, you're going to prosper me as I minister and talk to people and sell what I do. I sell insurance. You know that. You know what? I'm going to believe that people need what we have and they're going to buy it. And we're going to prosper. Amen. And you apply that to your life, whatever you do, however you work, whatever type of job you have. You say, Lord, you said whatever I do will prosper. Why? Because I'm planted. Why? Because I'm getting filled. Amen. I'm by the rivers of life. Amen. The rivers of water. And I'm getting what I need so that I can go out and be fruitful and produce. Amen. For you, I can be a light in this world of darkness. Amen. Let's stand. Praise God. How many are blessed today? Hallelujah. The blessed man. Hallelujah. The blessed woman. See, you give this message to someone who's in the world and don't know God, they'll say you're crazy. Okay, they won't understand it. And you can see why. Because they're not where we're at today. So, it's God's will today, church, that you be blessed. Amen. Don't ever let anybody tell you God doesn't want you to be blessed. He does. He really does. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be fruitful. But the key is we got our part to do. All right? So I want to pray that a blessing would be upon us today. And that, you know what? If we need to rise up a little bit better in our walks with God, we need to make sure we're doing our part. Well, this is the time to say, Lord, help me. Amen. I need to change in this area. Lord, I need to be more faithful in my time with you. I need to be more faithful coming to church. Whatever it is, you know what it is today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, your word speaks volumes to us, God. Your word hits right down in the core and deep in our hearts, Lord God, today. And Father, we want to be blessed, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you want us to be blessed, Lord. We want everything you want for us, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to be obedient. So Lord, we pray today, God, that Lord, we would open ourselves up totally to you. That God, we would ask for your touch in our lives, Lord. That God, we would be careful not to do these things that the world does, Lord. That you instructed us today, God. And that Lord, we would begin to do more of the things you tell us to do. And that is to delight ourselves in your law, Lord, in your word, so that we can be watered and fed and nourished and be able to bring forth fruit and produce for the kingdom of God, Lord. God, help us here today, each one of us, Lord. Each one is in a different place in their walk with you, Lord. So I ask right now, God, that you touch each one in the house. You will minister to each one, Lord. You know what each one needs today, Father. Let it come in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to all walk in humility, God. Walk with a sense of urgency, Lord, that we know we must stay close to you, Lord. We must stay planted, Lord. We cannot allow ourselves to drift. Hallelujah. Lord, we can't allow other things to come in to change our direction, Lord. Help us, God, today we ask to be strong and to be fruitful for you. We thank you for this today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. God bless you. If you need prayer, please.